Hello, and thank you for listening to this Gus Clemons on Wine podcast. I'm Gus Clemons. I write a nationally syndicated wine column for Gannett USA Today newspapers. I publish my columns, daily wine tasting notes, and wine stories on this Substack newsletter on Facebook, on my website, and on Twitter. Links to all can be found at the end of my Substack posts. Now let's get started. Wine challenges. While wine has been an integral part of civilization for almost 8,000 years, it also is subject to the waxes and wanes of fashion. What is rad and fab today can be tomorrow's meh. Think Merlot. Think white Zinfandel. Think Milli Vanilli. In the 1990s and 2000s, wine enjoyed the intoxicating euphoria of being the next big thing. Wine sales grew in double digits. Wine replaced beer as the swell's sip of choice. The Mediterranean diet suggested wine, especially red wine, was good for you. Heart healthy, not just part of a good life, but part of a longer life. Baby boomers were all in to the Elysian zeitgeist of wine as the wonder elixir. Oh, those were the days. Those were the days. Every boom busts, every bubble bursts. And so with wine in the 2020s, boomers, 59 to 77 plus, not only grow older and our consumption declines, we're dying off. That was inevitable, even if we foolishly thought ourselves bulletproof and forever the center of attention. Boomers still dominate the higher end of the wine market. Wine sales may decline, but wine prices are up, creating a sort of balance. We drank Blue Nun, Matus, and Hardy Burgundy in our salad days. Now, thanks to Social Security checks and 401ks, we slurp Jordans and Vengeance Left Bordeaux. But those days are actuarially numbered for my fellow boomers, for wineries. So what about Gen X, ages 43 to 58, millennials, 27 to 42, and Gen Z, 21 to 26. Gen X, sandwiched between the larger demographics of boomer and millennial, appears to have overtaken boomers in amount and quality of the wine they consume, but that likely is ephemeral. Millennials and Gen Z loom on the timeline inevitabilities, and there the wine world worries. Millennials are the largest and wealthiest consumer category after boomers, and their predilections, as fads and fashions are wont to do, stray from their progenitors' penchants. Spirits have overtaken wine and consumer consumption statistics. Millennials fret about environmental impact, female and minority participation, sustainability, social justice. It is not just the Robert Parker score, and he no longer is tasting and posting scores, by the way, but it is the whole penumbra around winemaking that influences millennials' buying proclivities. And this does not even touch upon the neo-prohibitionists who assert almost any alcohol intake is harmful to health. After heady years of tailwinds, the wine world today is buffeted by the headwinds of change, as it has experienced for 8,000 years and counting. Watch this space. Last round. A group of ear-splitting toddlers is called a tantrum. Wine time. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to our next visit.